the air.
Raleigh cigarettes, spelled R-A-L-E-I-G-H.
And Cool cigarettes, spelled K-O-O-L.
The only cigarettes that give you valuable coupons, again present their show starring Jack Pearl as the Baron Munchausen, with his company including Charlie Cliff Hall, Robert Bernard, Morton Bow, and the Tommy Dorsey Famous Swing Orchestra.
Try Raleigh's. Discover a finer, smoother blend of Turkish and domestic tobaccos. Raleigh's don't cost 1 cent more than other popular brands, and they come in plain ends or with cork tips if you prefer. Raleigh's have got what you want.
Or if you prefer a cigarette with a bit of mild menthol added for refreshing flavor, smoke Cools. They're so mildly mentholated that each puff is cool, soothing to your throat, yet you lose none of the full-bodied tobacco goodness.
Only Raleigh's cigarettes and Cool cigarettes carry valuable coupons good in the United States for beautiful, useful premiums. Every carton has extra coupons. Try union-made Raleigh's or Cools tomorrow and save those coupons. Baron and Charlie have stayed over in Havana, Cuba, where Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra are playing at a favorite nightclub. Right now, they're playing I've Got a Heavy Date with a chorus by Edith Wright.
Got a heavy date at a quarter after eight tonight. And it's a heavy date that makes my heart so light. I've got a heavy date and I simply can't be late tonight. Quarter after eight, the world will be alright. A little thrill goes through me, my heart's running wild. It's like a tonic to me. Like sweet candy to a growing child beside a garden gate when the moon is shining big and bright. My heart will palpitate because I've laid a heavy day tonight.
Havana, Cuba, where the Baron has been recovering from his bullfighting adventures. But at last he's once more his old self, and the faithful Charlie has just gone over to the hospital to help him pack up and check out. We'll pick them up there. Charlie Cliff Hall and the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
Oh, hello, nurse.
Senor Hall.
Well, how's the patient?
Oh, hello, Charlie.
What?
In 2 minutes, I'm through. I'm through begging. Sit down.
Oh, thanks. Well, say, you're looking great. What's that big lump on your head? Looks as if you've been hit with a blackjack.
Well, the doctor gave me that.
The doctor?
Yeah.
The doctor gave you that lump on your head?
Yeah.
Why?
While he was zooming me up, he ran out of ether.
Ran out? Oh, that's a good idea. That doctor must be quite a comedian.
It's possible.
You care.
He had me in stitches. But how these doctors love their work.
They do, eh?
You know something? saving the lives of the Cuban people is just great big good time for them.
I see.
You know, they're like Raleigh and cool smokers.
What do you mean? The doctors are like Raleigh and cool smokers?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Their greatest pleasure in life is...
is what?
Saving the Cubans.
Saving the Cubans.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice going, Baron, eh, nurse?
That is my call. I will see you in the office.
Oh, say, I hate to leave all this fruit here, Baron. Do you believe that it's gold in the morning and lead at night? Do you think fruit hurts you at night?
Possible.
It is, eh?
Look at the trouble Adam got into eating an apple after Eve.
Huh? After, oh, yeah, that's right, yeah, that's right. You know your biblical history, all
oh,
right?
Oh, I know that fella, Job, was a great doctor.
Now, wait a minute. Job was no doctor.
No?
No.
You never heard of the patience of Job?
The patience of Job. The patience of Job. What's that?
That's the burglar who blows us to sleep at night.
Oh, yeah?
He just blew his burglar.
No, Baron. Not his burglar, he blew his bugle.
Oh, he didn't have a cold when I talked to him.
Bugle,
he did.
Well, hey, wait a minute. Wait, aren't you packing this volume of Shakespeare?
No, Charlie.
No?
I know how to get the complete works free.
You can get Shakespeare's works for nothing?
Yeah.
How?
You know something?
What?
You walk in a bookstore.
Yeah.
Pick up one volume of Shakespeare.
I see.
And run.
And run.
Yeah.
And then what?
When they catch you, the judge, well... We'll give you the work.
We'll give you the work for Jason,
yeah,
huh?
Well, yeah. Well, I'm all packed. Come on.
Oh, okay. I'll take the grip, Baron. Come on.
Goodbye, Baron, and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Dooling.
Mrs. Dooling, what's she here for?
Plastic operation.
Is that so?
You know something? She had her face lifted so many times.
What happened?
She has to stand on a chair to brush her teeth.
Yeah.
I give you
what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Her skin,
yeah,
is stretched so tight,
uh-huh,
every time she sits down...
What happens then?
Her eyes close.
Well, she sits down, yeah.
Goodbye, Baron. Goodbye.
Poor fella.
Yeah.
Nervous breakdown.
Yeah?
Yeah, from an impediment in his speech.
An impediment in his speech? What was it?
His wife.
His wife was the impediment.
And you see that fella?
Yeah.
In the bed? He fell 11 stories.
Yeah?
Yeah, he jumped out of a 10-story building.
He jumped?
And then...
Now, wait a minute. A 10-story building?
Yeah.
Well, then how could he fall 11 stories?
That's another story.
That's another story, yeah.
See that poor old man?
Yes,
see that poor old man in the wheelchair?
Yeah.
He fell down a whole flight of stairs.
Oh, missed a step, I suppose.
No, he hit them all.
He hit them all.
You know something?
What?
I tell you, this is my brother.
What?
Walter Winchell was in this hospital once.
He was, really?
Yeah.
How did he look when he came out?
Like he was thrown through a keyhole.
Well, don't laugh. You know, your cousin Hugo was a patient here, too.
Yeah?
And they tell me part of Hugo's bill is still unpaid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much is Hugo owing?
Hugo, how much is Hugo owing? More than he'll be paying, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. But if he won't pay it...
Yeah?
Louisville.
Louisville. Now, come on. Let's stop ribbing the sponsor and get out of here.
Look, there's Havana's best dentist.
It is, huh?
He's not popular with the Raleigh and cool smokers,
no?
But all the cigar smokers like him.
But why should all the cigar smokers like Havana's best dentist?
Because...
Because what?
He's a Havana filler. You get it?
The dentist, yeah,
yeah.
I get it. He fills it.
Baron, your bill will be ready in just a moment.
Thank you.
While you're waiting, Dr. Gomez here will show you around a little.
With pleasure. For the moment, I was just killing time.
Well, doctor, as long as you're killing something... Good practice for you. You know, doctor, my grandfather, my father's father. That's my
grandfather.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
He followed the medical profession, you know.
Your grandfather was a doctor?
No, I said he followed the medical profession. He was an undertaker.
Well, follow me. I'll show you what we have here.
Yes.
And if you want to see things, will you please keep your mouth shut?
Right.
You can't see with your mouth.
Yes, my Uncle Otto... He sees with his mouth.
Wait a minute.
He works in a brewery.
In a brewery, he sees with his mouth.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Well, he sees if the beer has hops enough in it.
Oh, yes. With his mouth, that's right.
Sure, he takes it.
Now, this is where we have the free clinic.
What did he say?
He's got a free clinic here. He's...
Well, we'll bring our clothes over, huh?
Our clothes?
Yes.
What for?
They have free cleaning, they must have free pressing, too.
Oh, yes. Clinic and pressing.
Well, I don't know what
kind of thing?
And this is where we set the broken bones. And our doctors are so painless. The patients actually enjoy being worked on.
What do you mean? They enjoy having their bones set?
See, it is so painless, they positively enjoy it.
Oh, doctor, stop. I can't stand it all.
My heavens, what's that?
A fellow with a broken leg enjoying himself. Oh. You know, having a nice time.
And here is the operating room.
That's the only thing I wouldn't have against. An operation, Charlie.
I wouldn't have,
not even if I needed one.
Then you will die.
If I die, I come right back again.
Back from the grave?
What do you say, Neil?
You come back from the grave?
Yeah. For my will says, it states in my will, my lawyer has to be buried with me.
Now, wait a minute, Baron. Your lawyer, how will that bring you back from the grave?
I've never been in a hole yet he couldn't get me out of. You know?
My lawyer, huh?
My lawyer, yes.
I give you my word.
But you know something?
What?
What better an operation here than the last hospital I was in? The doctors, I guess.
Well, wait now, don't get excited.
I'm not excited. No. Just thinking of that. The doctors was too careless.
Careless?
Yeah, I worried about it for months.
You worried about what?
Well, he operated on two men ahead of me. And the first man, he left a pair of shears.
A pair of shears?
Yeah.
Carefully.
Oh, that's nothing. In the second man, he left his rubber gloves.
His rubber gloves?
What were you worried about?
After I was all sewed up, he opened the door and said...
Well, what did he say?
Has anybody seen my hat?
Well, I don't blame you for being worried about it.
Safely out of the hospital, the Baron and Charlie stop in for a little cheer at the nightclub where that man with his trombone, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra are playing If My Heart Could Only Talk. Havana's finest nightclub. Charlie is at the table with the lady while the Baron is finishing a tango with a black-eyed little Cuban senorita.
Oh, Senor Baron, you dance so lightly, like a moonbeam on the sea.
Okay, Mustard, okay. So soon I get my wind, I look you up again.
Hey, wait a minute, Baron. Why do you call that girl Mustard? Because she's hot stuff?
No, because...
Because what?
She's always on my dog.
Oh, goodness, always on your dog. Oh, Baron, meet Miss Westerly, Cuba's leading plantation owner.
Oh, I'm very happy, Baron. Very happy, I'm sure.
I'm a little hysterical myself, you know. excuse me, what do you grow on your plantation?
Oh, mainly bananas. Do you like bananas?
No. I still prefer the old-fashioned nightshirt. You know?
Well, really. Huh? I must be going. Good night.
Good night. Well, good night.
You certainly scared her away, all right.
Did you see how fat she was?
Oh, my God.
Scared her? Don't worry, I get you a slim, pretty one.
All right.
It takes the Baron to get you a nice girl.
Oh, is that so? Well, you know, 10 minutes after you went to the hospital, I was walking down the street with a girl on each arm.
Oh, please, Charlie.
What?
Please. You can't get tattooed that fast.
No, no.
I thought I saw you parked in the car outside the hospital last night.
You did?
Yes. But I looked out, and it was only a tar and feather party.
What do you mean, a tar and feather party?
Sailor and the fan dancer.
Oh, tar and a feather, yes. Well, I'll see what sort of a judge you are. Now, how do you like that girl at the next table there?
Where?
Right over there.
Oh, Charlie.
What?
Oh, my goodness. That's a face only a mother could love.
Oh, yes?
Yeah.
Well, she's about to inherit $10 million.
Is that so?
Yes.
I'm about to become a mother.
Huh? Barton! Come away from that girl.
My, I didn't.
Souvenirs, actual photographs of your favorite picture stars taken in Cuba.
Let me see one of those photos, will you please? Carly, look at this one.
Well, I haven't got my glasses, Baron. All I see is a big number 18.
You see what?
18, a figure 1 with a figure 8 next to it.
That's not a figure 1 or a figure 8,
no?
Charlie? No.
Well, what is it?
That's Catherine Hepburn standing next to Maybeth.
And now that mystery from Paris. The beautiful Mademoiselle Lanoue in her sensational novelty on horseback, Lady Godiva's Ride.
Well, here comes the horse and the Mademoiselle, all right.
Oh! She's a beauty, all right.
She certainly is, yes, sir. But that's a very daring costume she hasn't got on.
I wonder what the crowd will think about her.
Hey, see.
What did he say?
Well, they just hollered CC.
They don't have to say Z to me.
Oh, no?
I'm taking a good look, yeah. You know?
Well, anyway, here comes our supper. You know, I know my waiter by that ferocious black beard.
Yeah.
Big black.
Yes, the waiter. My goodness.
Waiter, will you?
Ha! Yeah.
Well, is my supper served?
Yes, that aha sounds familiar, you know that?
Oh, yeah, I get it.
You know,
supper is fired.
Yes. But look at that face, will you?
Yeah.
That sounds familiar, I tell you.
In
that song.
Yeah, you finally got it.
I smell a mouse, you know?
Yeah, and I smell a rat. But I was going to overlook it. Orchachornia, opaskornyak. Last night I dreamed I was waiting on you, Baron.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
Did I give you a nice dip?
Yeah, that's how I knew I was dreaming.
Yeah. Charlie.
What?
It's him. It's Boris, I tell you.
Nonsense. Boris hasn't got black whiskers.
Yes. Do you get a fish, Baron? There's nothing in fish for you.
Why not?
Fish is brain food.
I tell you, it's him.
Wait a minute. Wait, Baron. Wait.
Charlie gets the spinach because he's still growing.
Why do you think I'm growing?
Because the top of your head is coming through your hair.
Oh, is that...
Listen, tell him something, will you?
Now, wait a minute. Now, just a minute. Do you know whom you're addressing? Why, my father is one of the few Republican congressmen in Washington.
Don't worry, buddy. I wouldn't tell a soul.
My goodness, listen. I'm going to find out.
All right,
Don't say nothing.
All right.
See, I hear them. Listen, are you Boris?
No, because if I was, you know what I would do to you for spraining my ankle last week?
What?
I'd break a plate over your head like this.
Wait.
Charlie.
What?
He tried to murder me, you see? Now I fix you good. You Russian lowlifer, you?
Lowlifer, listen. I can trace my ancestors back to a family tree.
You look as though you could chase them back to a tree,
No, Baron. Boris didn't say chase them back. He said he could trace them back to a tree.
It's all the same, Charlie.
What do you mean it's all the same?
Well, there's only two things that live in trees.
Yes.
Birds and monkeys.
That's right. Well, come on.
And I don't see any feathers on him.
Oh, you know.
Senores and senoras, I am most happy to introduce the popular young American tenor, Morton Bow, who will sing for you Jerome Kern's beautiful song, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, from Roberta.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied, something here inside cannot be denied. They said someday you'll find all who love are blind. When your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. So I chaffed them and I gaily laughed to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my lot has flown away. I am without my love. Now laughing friends deride tears I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when the lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes. So I chaffed them and I gaily laughed to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my love. Now laughing friends deride tears I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes.
And now the Baron and his party move on to the famous Havana Casino, the Monte Carlo of Cuba.
Buenas noches, senores.
Buenas noches. Oh, boy, what a palace to woo Lady Luck in, eh?
Yeah. See, too bad Columbus is in here, huh?
You mean Christopher Columbus?
Yeah.
What makes you think he was a gambler?
Didn't you read where they found his bones in Cuba?
Oh, quiet.
The bones.
Try your luck, senores. Perhaps you can beat me, the little old game of Ricard Monte.
Billy Burkage, maybe he's in for you tonight.
Fifty on the black and 50 on number 7.
50 on the black.
What did you say, Peter? Cash or no? Just when they're hot for me? Don't be silly. You must be out of your head. Come on, give me that last $50 bill.
Charlie.
What?
Charlie, do me a favor,
what's
quick.
What's the matter now?
Please, get a policeman.
What?
There's a crook working over there.
Crook working where?
Over there.
Where? Whereabouts?
Right, he spins the wheel to attract their attention.
Yeah?
And while they aren't looking, he scoops all the money right off the table.
Oh,
there it is.
What are you talking? That's roulette.
I don't care what his name is.
Oh, fine.
Frenchman or no Frenchman, he's a thief.
Wait a minute. That's his business. He's collecting bets. He's a croupier. Didn't you ever see a croupier?
I drove one. Never mind that.
What do you mean, you drove one?
A Ford croupier, I drove it.
Well, listen. I'm going to risk a few bucks on the galloping dominoes. Those look good to me. Baron, put up your hands. It's a stick-up. A whole band of brigands. Now, don't move.
Quiet! Do not get excited. We will not kill you if you be nice. Unless, of course, Conchita decides she dislikes you.
Well, great Caesar, you know who that is? No, it's that female bandit, Conchita Robles, and her gang. She's the most beautiful and the most bloodthirsty woman in Cuba.
But is she beautiful, Charlie?
Yes, she is.
Oh, man, to be robbed by her is a pleasure, you know that?
Wow. Hey, funny face, no talk so much.
Funny face? See here.
He only missed you by an inch.
See here.
See here what?
Here's my watch and chain.
That's better.
By golly, the Conchita, she's gorgeous.
Yes,
oh,
she is
mercy,
good.
Conchita, do not let your bandits kill us.
Tonight I'm not in the mood for killing. Tonight I play the grand joke on my own sake. Pedro, I will rob the women and kiss all the men.
Bravo, Conchita. That will be very funny. Rob the women and kiss all the men.
See, I will start with this little funny face.
Who, me? I get the first kiss?
See, come to my arms, little corporal.
Oh, no, Conchita. Now, the Baron doesn't want to kiss you.
Oh, no? Then I kiss him 50 times, right on the lips. 1, 2, 3.
Now, this is terrible. Conchita, stop. The Baron's a respectable married man.
Yes?
Four.
Oh.
Five.
Oh.
Six.
Oh, stop it. Stop it, computer. Stop it.
Seven.
Oh.
Eight. Nine.
Oh, the poor Baron. This is awful. Conchita, you've got to stop.
Wait a minute, Charlie.
What?
Who's running this holdup? You or Conchita? Who's running it?
Why, Conchita.
Then let her alone, will you?
What do you mean, let her alone?
She's got 41 more to go.
41
Sammy Dorsey and his orchestra and the Three Esquires in Swing That Music. Watch a Raleigh or Cool smoker open a fresh pack of cigarettes. He does it in a different manner than smokers of other brands. First, he removes the little yellow coupon and tucks it away in a safe place. Second, he extracts a cigarette. That coupon is a dividend he can get from no other brand. It's something in addition to 20 enjoyable smokes, because every coupon that comes with Raleigh cigarettes and Cool cigarettes is good for dozens of handsome, useful premiums. For instance,
women like to save for premiums like the genuine suede bridge table cover, the hand-embroidered linen luncheon set, and the enamel cigarette case.
Men like the cigarette box of inlaid wood and the complete poker set with cards and chips in solid walnut case. And everyone wants the beautiful 26-piece set of Oneida Community par plate silverware and many more of these beautiful, practical premiums. Why not switch from the brand you're smoking now and try one of these dividend-paying cigarettes?
Smoke Raleigh's. Here's a superior cigarette that's the same price as ordinary smokes. You pay no more for Raleigh's than for the popular priced brand you're smoking now. And you also get your choice of plain ends or cork tips.
Or if you prefer a mentholated cigarette, try Cool's. Each puff is mildly mentholated to soothe and refresh your throat, but the fine tobacco flavor reaches you unspoiled.
Tonight or tomorrow at the latest, buy a pack of Raleigh's.
Or a pack of Cool's.
And remember, save those coupons.
Tune in again next week for another half hour with Jack Pearl and his company, including Morton Bow and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra.